Okay, sorry for that. Should be fixed now. Somehow this application doesn't like you to go away and then come back again. You need to restart everything. So we're in standard tuning. String, lowest string with the thumb to find the scale which loosely corresponds to the rag Bhairav, and use just the first finger, so 0, 1, 4 and 1, 2, 3 and hey, welcome Scott, great to see you. Please let us know if we're back to if the audio is working properly now for you. And just the first finger. So what are we focusing on now? First of all, we have a 180 degree vision at our disposal. So let's remember that. Don't get caught up in the drama on the fretboard. And we have a light left hand thumb touching the fretboard. But if you took a piece of paper, you could slide it in. Okay, excellent. Then, using your first finger, light as you can, sliding up from first to fourth. First to fourth. And then your thumb is plucking in the right hand. I use a little bit of the arm. Yeah, no, now I know you've got to restart the whole thing. There's no going away and coming back again. Nice movement in the whole right arm. Now let's go to the fifth fret with the second finger. Thank you. shake on the little finger, and that shake happens bridge to head of the guitar in that direction. And what you're actually doing is you're pulling just gently the string in one direction and in the other direction, and that makes the vibrato. Flesh with the hammer on. Three, and you've just joined. We're in standard tuning. Fourth position, sixth string. We're using 4, 5, and 7. And now let's go. Hammer on 0 to 1 as well. What the hammer on makes you do is it makes the fretting rhythmical. Then whether or not you pluck the second note doesn't make much difference. You're still putting the finger on at exactly the same time. And slide up. So you could do that all with one pluck now. You go 0, 1, slide up, hammer on to 2, hammer on to 4, 3, and. So this is the bottom half of Bhairav. Pluck and vibrato at the top. The slide is between 1 and 4. Try 0, 1, 4. So no slide. And we do just that movement, which means you're plucking off now. So the fourth finger plucks the string, the first finger plucks the string. Let's just practice that pluck a little. And when it plucks, it sort of touches the string below, the higher string. Almost like a rest stroke. So we pluck, left, that's with right, we pull off with left, pluck with right, pull off with left. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. And then let's do the whole thing going 3, 4. And then take your hand away from the neck. And you go back. Just one pluck. And make the pluck that you're doing with the right hand, just make it the whole arm. You're not holding anything in place. Other way, we go from 4. And when you come to rest on that 4, release the thumb and just let the whole thing move in that vibrato. So there's a shake of the hand, sort of head to tail of the guitar. So 1, 2, 3, and... right hand to bring in the A string like this. That you need a little bit of movement in the left hand elbow or the left arm elbow. It'll go out, so in and out, so that the hand can stay passive and the shoulder and the elbow make that necessary movement. Your fifth, and now it has a flat and minor sixth. So let's do that minor sixth with second and third fingers. So in the movement from the fifth, you can hear how it sounds against the drone. Three, four. Let's add the open string as well, so we can go. Same thing as we were doing with the four, but now we're doing 3-2-0. And let's use the thumb. No, let's use the index finger. We're going to leave the thumb for the lower string. And then let's use the middle finger. Right hand. finger. 0, 2, 3. And 1, 2. With the middle finger. So thumb. Index. Middle. 3, 4. 3, 4. 3, 4. 3, 4. Okay. So the left hand, we're in first position, standard tuning. So we have 0, 1, 4 on the low string. Thumb is plucking. Rats are too cute. Like that. Then use your index finger for 0, 2, 3. Nothing happening in the right hand. I don't need to pluck. Don't need to be accurate. You think about the back of the hand, back of the right hand. There can be extension there, but you don't do anything about it. And then the middle finger. That's 1, 2. Index finger, 0, 2, 3. And middle. Put them together, we'll have 2, 3, 4. You got this nice smooth movement to the right hand. 2, 3, 4. And remember, just one finger, the second finger, and you almost don't need the thumb. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Like this. So light. And coming to rest on the first note. Plucking 3 times. You're plucking there, there, and there with P, I, and M. Let's do that as an like arpeggio. I don't need to pluck the string, don't need to be accurate, don't need to immobilize the hand. You've got 300, you've got 180 degree vision. You can see up, you can see down. So now I'm going to just play a few melodies using that scale in a lower octave, give you time to play them back. And just play what you play and leave it. If it's different, that's fine. Don't try and correct yourself. ¶¶ Use the hammer on. Use that contour to go up the scale and use just I and M. One note higher would be one. From four. Excuse me. Zero. Thank you. for joining. That's Bhairav, or a major scale with a flat 2 and a flat 6. Minor second, minor sixth.